Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of an amazing finish for Sharks hockey. Final score in overtime. It was the San Jose Sharks 2 and the Columbus Blue Jackets 1 in front of a crowd of 10,376. It began with a lot of things happening early in a typical grind-out game between the Sharks and Columbus. Elvis Merzlikins made some saves. Mario Ferraro saved a goal by making a good defensive play. Carl Grundstrom had a goal call back because he was offside, and it was pretty obvious that he was. But things got started really nicely after a scoreless first period. In the second, when Columbus continued to pressure the Sharks, Vitek Vanecek continued to make big saves, and Jack Thompson, back in the lineup, would put the Sharks in front late in the period. Rebound near sideboards. Now Will Smith leaving it there for Thompson. Final seconds of the power play. A handoff to Zetterlund. Moves to the middle. Feeds to Will Smith across the ice. Thompson shoots and he scores! What a spectacular goal! Will Smith and a tremendous pass to Jack Thompson, who picks up his first National Hockey League goal with 1:11 to go in the second. The San Jose Sharks have the 1-0 lead, and this one is not going to get called back. No offside there. Great pass by Will Smith. Just unbelievable vision by Smith on that play. And then a perfect pass tape to tape. You know, the puck was bouncing weirdly tonight all night long, but that pass was right there and very true.
Yeah, the pass was great. I like that little hesitation, like fake to go towards the net. Really made Merzlikins drop, opened up that hole for Jack Thompson.
And so the score was 1-0 at the end of two. Jack Thompson's first NHL goal, assisted by Will Smith and Fabian Zetterlund at 18:49. But the third period continued to see the ice tilted in the direction of Vitek Vanecek. It would be Columbus outshooting the Sharks 19-7 in the third period alone. And it would be Vitek Vanecek saving the day more often than not, including this set of saves with about 11:57 to go. LeBanc stick handles. He moves to the circle, turns and shoots. Save made. Rebound. 2-3 saves by Vanecek. He stopped Severson twice and LeBanc once. And he hangs on to it with 11:54 to play in the third. What goaltending by Vitek Vanecek. You think he was done? Just a few seconds later, it was more Vanecek. As now Voronkov pushes Thrun off the puck from behind the San Jose net, fed it around. It's back to the point man. Werenski left side, shoots, save made, rebound, Danforth right at the edge, gets to the goal, and again, standing tall, making the save is Vanecek at 8:55 of the third to keep the score 1-0 Sharks. That little sequence of sets of saves might have been the game right there.
Yeah, you know, you said it. We talked about that LeBanc one where he rolled over and he made three or four opportunities off the rebound. Again, swallowed it up. Great job again all night long by Vanecek.
But Columbus continued to work so hard and dominate the possession so much, it was only a matter of time before a puck would bounce in their direction. And at 9:17 of the third period, that would happen exactly. Sharks chip it out of the zone, but San Jose is definitely on their heels right now as Columbus definitely on their toes. Jackets down the right, Severson, slap shot, save made, rebound, score! Well, a little rebound left there by Vanecek, and Kirill Marchenko gets it. No chance for the Sharks netminder, and Marchenko ties it up at 9:17 of the third period. Sharks 1, Blue Jackets 1. Marchenko's fifth from Severson and Chinakhov. Marchenko was always there all night. He had a pretty good solid game and a great effort, a couple of opportunities on goal. That one, I don't want to say it was a gift, but it was just unfortunate that the bounce went right to him.
Yeah, you get that many shots towards the net. Marchenko, the leading scorer for Columbus, able to pounce on that rebound off the hard shot from Severson.
So we were going into overtime. The overtime shots were 3-2 in favor of San Jose, but the totals for the game were 51 for Columbus and 27 for the Sharks. Not a total and not a differential that you like, but when Vitek Vanecek is on his game, you don't mind, and he made another big stop in overtime. Eklund turning. Now he's going to hand off to Will Smith on the point. He holds it. He spins. He stick handles. Uh-oh. Turned it over. Taken back by Fantilli. Two guys in the same draft. Fighting for it. Fantilli moving in, shooting it. And a save made by Vanacek as he's run into by Fantilli on the play. Looks like Vanacek's okay. But here comes Eklund the other way. Moving in. Eklund waits. Shoots toward the net. Save. Rebound. Backhand shot. There by Thompson right on. Save made. And the rebound picked back up. Smith had better get back here. He does. Will Smith playing defense here. Lead pass though. Danforth breaking in. And a shot on goal is a save made by Vanacek with a real flick of that leather with the glove and making the stop. He made that save look easy, but you know, also on the other side, Merzlikins, a couple of good stops right there. Thompson came close to winning it in overtime on that play.
Yeah, that was an exciting sequence there in overtime. It's what you love so much about overtime. Plays both ways. Little turnovers create some offense. Two big saves by each goaltender.
But then it came down to the final minutes of overtime, and Alex Wenberg, who seems to be the overtime specialist for the Sharks, would get the winner with 1:49 on the clock. Wenberg carries through center ice across the line, veers to his left, he moves in, Deke shoots, he scores! Alex Wenberg gets the winner for the Sharks in overtime, his second overtime goal this year, and the San Jose Sharks win by the score of 2-1. About the celebration. Half the team going to Wenberg and the other half going to Vitek Vanacek, who had a spectacular game to get this victory in nets and stay letter perfect lifetime against the Blue Jackets at a perfect 7-0. What a victory for the Sharks. What a night for Vanacek and a nice finish for a man who was originally drafted by Columbus, Alex Wenberg, who gets the game winner at 3:11 of overtime. His third goal of the season, second in OT, as I mentioned. Fabian Zetterlund gets his second assist of the night, and Vitek Vanacek. You got to love that second assist going to the goaltender after the game he had.
Yeah, it's a little icing on the cake for him right there. And it was a great job by Zetterlund to give that drop pass back to Wenberg. And he creates that enough space. You get a bad gap through the neutral zone, and he makes some magic happen at the blue line, able to split the defenders and beat the goaltender Merzlikins high to the glove side.
The guy who got the game winner is the guy that you could almost predict it, because he was on the air with us between periods 1 and 2. And he won a very critical faceoff just before that. Alex Wenberg is our guest, and he is in the Sharks dressing room with Scott Hanna.
Hey, Alex, tell us how it feels in that room right now.
No, I mean, obviously, it feels great. Felt like it's a tough game. I mean, we didn't play our best game. We had a really good goaltender. V was just standing on his head, making a chance for us. And obviously, to win these games, we would talk about it, but to find a way to do it, obviously, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, you've obviously 4 wins in your last 5 games, much different than the start of the season. Tell us some of the things you guys are doing in the room, that feeling again.
I mean, I feel like right now we're just finding ways to win. Obviously, before we had some opportunities, we just like end up losing the games. Right now, like, I feel like we're more connected, working for one another. And I mean, you can see at the end, we're having big blocks. We're having people sacrificing themselves. And that's what you need to win games. So right now, it's just a great team effort.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about Vanacek. He was a wall here tonight, 19 shots, you know, even in the third period there. Talk about how much that means from your goaltender.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Just for him to make those saves, he makes such a big difference in the game. And obviously, he gives us a chance to win. And at the end of the day, you need good goaltending, but he was just unbelievable today.
Okay, I got to ask you, you know, in overtime there, you know, he gets the assist on the play. Tell us what you saw on that winning goal.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about just gaining speed, trying to beat him flat-footed, and obviously I just saw an opportunity and made a jump for it. And obviously it's kind of a nice feeling as your former team to make a difference as well. So obviously he just take advantage of an opportunity, I guess.
Alex, I wanted to ask you about the third period when all that pressure was on you guys and the coaching staff elected to call a timeout with about 8 minutes to play to just kind of settle things down. What did you guys talk about, and was that an important part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it makes a difference. Obviously, it was just like we were running around and they were just creating chances. So just to take a breath, get back to what we're good at. And I mean, just we're talking about coach's decision to see that we need to make a change. And I mean, I feel like that made a difference in the game for sure.
You're off to a good start in overtime. A couple of goals in OT, one in Utah and one here. Are you the designated guy now?
No, I wish. I mean, I don't know if it's a fluke or not, but I kind of like the feeling for sure.
Well, we like the feeling too. Congratulations on a fantastic game, and all the best.
Perfect. Thank you very much, guys.
That is Alex Wenberg of the San Jose Sharks. A tremendous finish for him. A big face-off win. Sharks win it 2-1 in OT. Columbus gets 1 point for losing in overtime. San Jose's record now is at 4-8-2. They've got 10 points. And the Columbus Blue Jackets, who were 2 points out of a playoff spot starting today, fall back to 5-5-2 on the year. They have 12 points on the campaign. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.